You're listening to episode 96 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Incremental American Improvements. There was another company.
Yeah.
That
boring company
made a couple announcements throughout Wednesday.
Yeah.
That was it. They took over Wednesday.
Yeah, they did.
Google announced even smaller things, like they're coming out with a new push notifications for their calendar API. Which I'm like, yes, cool. Because right now, if your calendar updates, you have to set a time frequency, and your app literally like goes to the cloud and says, hey, any new updates? And it only does it every 15 minutes, right? So,
yeah.
Which, you know, I guess your calendar doesn't change that often, so what's the big deal? So anyways, super small one, they're coming out with it. I'm just like, yeah, get that on the phone. So when I get a calendar update, it instantly goes to my calendar. Looking forward to
right.
it. It'll be good. That was not really the big deal. They announced, I would say, four other things that were a bigger deal. I don't know the order to go, but we'll go with this one. The first one was the new, thinner, lighter, bestest Nexus 7.
Oh, man.
Yeah. On July 30th, for only $230, you can pick up this new awesomeness.
Yeah.
Let's see. It has a 323 pixels per inch screen. It's still 7 inches. Which is good. It's got spec boosts up the wazoo. Take a spec, bump it up a little bit. You got yourself the Nexus 7 next gen.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Looks cool. They've changed the form factor a little bit to make it, thinner, better, lighter, whatever.
I have a weird thing going on because it's like it sounds awesome. It really does. In compared to the Nexus 7, I have no interest in it. I really don't. And I just like...
You have an iPad mini. I don't understand.
I know. Though that's kind of what I get to. It's funny. I mean, this might just be my bias.
Well, let's say you didn't have an iPad mini.
Well, if I had to choose... If the iPad mini didn't exist, I'd be really excited about
it. Okay. All right.
If the iPad mini exists and I have to decide which one to buy, I still think I'm going to be leaning towards the iPad mini. And I think the reality of it is one of those things that I'm it's cool that I have the iPad mini. And especially cause I didn't buy it myself. And I actually use it a lot, but I think the iPad mini is going to last me a long time because it's going to be a while before I feel like I really need to upgrade it. And I just sit there and go, it's not like phones where I feel like every time a new phone comes, I'm like, oh man, look at this amazing new phone. It's got all these cool features. And you're like, it's got a small tech, like boost in specs. Like, what the heck is wrong with you? And I'm like, no, dude, it's awesome. You can do all sorts of incredible new things. And I get the feeling that it's like, I don't feel any compelling reason to think that I really need one. And to me, the phone is kind of your foundation of your mobile operating system. This is the best way to put it, I guess. I think of the iPad or your tablet as sort of your bigger screen that you plug your laptop into. You know, I don't care really, the big screen is really there as an extension of what my laptop can do, but just a bigger screen of it. And so what sets the stage for what my big screen is going to do is what my laptop can do. And I know it's a little bit different because obviously a tablet is able to do all this just different sorts of stuff, but it's like if I'm going to buy a movie, man, I want it to work on my phone first. And then I want it to work on my computer, which it almost inevitably will, but I'm going to pick the format based on the phone I had. Now, if I had an Android phone, I probably would get an Android tablet. But it's funny. I just don't get that excited about it. And it's hard to really specify why. And I'm trying – what I'm trying to think through here is I'm wondering if the reason I don't get excited about it is because I don't have an Android phone, or if it's just not an exciting product. Is it the nature of the product that's not getting me jazzed, or is it my bias? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to go with bias, I think. Because it's – from a technical perspective, it's very cool. I've had the opportunity, and I will have a great opportunity someday whenever that happens, to play with the HP Slate, which yes. is a 7-inch tablet Nexus 7 look-alike. and they're cool. I don't know. I could see if you're, you know, like you said, if you were actually invested in the Android ecosystem, you'd be like, oh no, this is a legitimately cool device. I think.
Yeah, it's funny. Google within what's his name? Hugo Barra, Google's vice president of Android product management, believes that the disparity between or there's it was talking about their new tablet and everything, and one of the comments that was made is that they really do think that there's this hardware disparity between hardware and software disparity between Android and iOS. I think one of the things that goes on, one of the reasons I do know that I get more excited about iOS is that the app ecosystem for the iPad is still better. I mean, the chances that you'll get a dedicated iPad version of the app versus a blown up phone version of the app for the iPad is way better than in the Android marketplace. And that is definitely true. And you know, the full blown iPad apps are pretty awesome. And I mean, in almost every case I found that, like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I like having it. And the other
of course,
thing
that would be a little weird if you were like, ah, oh, man, they made this an iPad version.
Well, but I mean, you think about it. You think I don't know. Maybe. You know, I'll give you an example. It's like Sudoku. I never play Sudoku on my iPad because it's just too. I don't know. It takes up too much space, and it's just not very much fun. Like, I don't know. It's whereas when it's on my phone, it's just kind of like I can kind of like keep it down on my lap. I can play it with a single thumb, you know. And whereas most apps aren't like that, they're actually more useful. Yeah. And so, you know, and I realize that that's just me whining about nothing, but,
for an example, you gave one.
Yeah. And, Hugo Barra, the vice president, he's talking about how he thinks that the disparity is closing. And especially the hardware disparity, because that's kind of more what he's in charge of. Yeah, but I mean, like, it's funny. If you've ever used the Samsung Galaxy tablet, you realize that those things are pieces of garbage. They're so bad, dude. They're so bad. I love the Samsung commercial where, like, the one college girl graduates and she's going to go get her job and her computer's, like, not working properly. And so she goes to the Samsung store and she's like, I need a tablet, a phone, and a computer. And you're like, you don't need a Samsung tablet. That'll just be frustrating for you, trust me. and it's funny, like, yeah, even in the Samsung stores, they don't perform very well. But I think that's what they're comparing it to. And, yeah, there is a huge, huge discrepancy between the performance of some of the Android tablets. But I think the Nexus 7, the last one, was a major, you know, the performance of it compared to the iPad Mini is – it's pretty good, and I'm willing to bet that this one is pretty nice too.
So I got to play with the Nexus 7 quite a bit. I had a friend who bought one, and every time I went over to his house, I would just kind of naturally gravitate over there and pick it up.
Yeah.
And
this?
Yeah, I just play with it, do stuff on it, like, you know, that he would be like, "You can do that," which it was weird. Like, I could not find the camera app on his Nexus 7, which felt totally strange to me.
Yeah.
And the only way I could take a picture was I added my contact to it, and then it asked, you know, do you want to take a photo of it? To which I would then take a picture, which then that photo would show up in the gallery.
Weird.
I do not, how do I want to say this? I know how to run Android. I know how to go to all apps, and I know that they're listed alphabetically. I looked for camera. I looked for, you know, I went through all the different, like, alternate words and went, I don't see it. I
would just,
it didn't have a back-facing camera, so it only had a front-facing. So I was like, okay, maybe, but still,
yeah.
No camera app? This is weird.
Yeah.
And
maybe they expect you to download one. I don't know.
I keep like, how'd you get your photo on here? Like, well, a little bit of a workaround.
Yeah.
And so anyways, it looks like they've actually added a real camera to this. And I know what I was going to say. So I've played around with it and I'm like, it wasn't quite as smooth as an iPad, for sure. But at the same time, you were like, it's $199. Or he bought the 16 gig one. So that, I think that was a little more, but, so I was like, man, for that price, which is why he went for it. And by the way, he has an Android phone, which had like downloaded zero apps for it, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it was cheap enough. It made sense. And for that price, I was like, all right, yeah, that's a good deal. But it wasn't to the iPad mini or iPad. Yeah, to the iPad standards. This one, it probably gets a lot closer. Yeah. Google, right? They come out with something, they try it, they experiment, they figure out what's important, and then they, they iterate. And quite frankly, they are one of the best companies I've ever seen at iterating and continuously making a product better. And they're just continuing with this march on this product. They also, speaking of updates, updated to Android 4.3, the old Jelly Bean.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Jelly Bean?
Yeah.
Except from what I understand, it's totally boring for you and me.
Yeah, it's even more boring than the last one in reality.
Yeah, I feel like I've had an article that described it, but maybe not.
Well, it's,
I don't remember.
We talked a little bit about this when iOS 7 got announced. Okay, go for it.
All this, like, now it supports Bluetooth 4.0. It's just like, it's all it's all back-end stuff. It reminds me very much of, which one was it? Was it Snow Leopard? Was that the OS X update where they were just like, there's like one or two changes that you will actually see.
Yeah, that was behind the scenes.
But trust us, it's awesome.
It was funny. It was like the people complained about it because it was this huge tech demonstration where they were like bringing up like, they were bringing up like code and showing all the different stuff that they were doing. Yeah, and everybody was like, this is like, so there's no like end user UI stuff. And they're like, look, we completely rebuilt the operating system from the ground up, and it looks identical to the one before it. It now has tremendous performance boosts over the last one. I mean, it's what we did was fantastic. Just because it comes in the same packaging doesn't mean that what we did wasn't fantastic. Get excited about it. And everybody got excited about it because it was Steve Jobs saying it, and we were like, oh, okay, I guess I'll get excited then.
Yeah.
So
there weren't a bunch of big changes there or that we will notice, which is okay. One thing they did change or update, I suppose, is they came out with the Google Play Games app.
Mm-hmm.
Which is their version of Apple's Game Center.
So that's another app that nobody will use, or
I think so, yeah. And after reading through the update, it's like it's their thing where you can see what games your friends have played. They have leaderboards that they call Boomtown. You can discover new games that you might enjoy and read about them and see reviews and then download them. It's closer to Apple's Game Center than it is to Xbox Live, which is a shame.
Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, what I really think, I think what both Apple and Google should do is they should make Game Center a storefront. Don't remove games from the App Store, but put dedicated games into Game Center and make it like Steam. Because that's what makes Steam brilliant, is that like all your friends are there, you get all your friends' updates, and nobody ever looks at that. But you go there all the time to like, oh, there's something on sale, or I want to play this game, and you kind of use it as like a launching bed for your whole game ecosystem. You know, and obviously you can buy those games anywhere, but when you buy them through Steam, it comes with all the cool Steam features, and you know, and all of a sudden that app is useful, and it allows you to kind of sort through, you know, it allows you to sort through different games, and it allows you to see what games your friends are playing, so you can be like, you know, and to me it's like I have this real desire to find a cool real-time strategy war game for an iPad. I think it's possible. I think they've got to be out there. I could never find one that would satisfy me in the least, which is one of the reasons why I want to buy a Mac, so I can build one that I would like to play, and hopefully, by consequence, other people would like to play. Mm-hmm. But I sit there and I go, you know, to me, I, you know, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. And the fact that, you know, if I could actually see what games my friends had and played and how they rated it, man, that would be like, that would be different, but that's not what these guys do. They just make a, yeah, they just make a game center where you can kind of like connect with your friends and like, I already have a texting app. I can just text them if I want to talk to my friend. I know who my friends are. What the heck, dude? This is stupid. This is not useful
at all.
Well,
it's like, I'm trying to figure out what makes Xbox Live so cool. And this, you know, these, you're like, eh. Which maybe it's like, I'm thinking like with Xbox Live, when your friend gets online, you see it. When your friend starts playing a game, it, you know, in game, you can see what it is. You can chat with them, you know, physically talk with them, even though you're playing two separate games.
Yeah.
It creates more like, they do a better job of the updates. And I maybe you just can't do that on a phone or a tablet. It just doesn't make sense. But wouldn't it be cool if you like you had a game open or not even open? And you get your little notifications, you know, Facebook chat head style or whatever, where it goes, hey, James just started playing Ticket the Ride. And you're like, oh, cool. I've never heard of that. Let me check it out. Let me tap.
I wish it were aware that if I'm playing Ticket the Ride and you start playing Ticket the Ride, it notifies both of us. Whereas if I'm playing, you know, Sudoku and you're playing Ticket the Ride, it doesn't notify me. That way we can play with each other when we're both playing. I wish the notification system was smarter. I think part of the reason why Xbox Live works is because, you know, I say it jokingly, but I think I'm kind of serious about this, is that there's no texting option. You don't have a dedicated texting app on Xbox Live other than the chat thing. Whereas any communication that you would do through your game center or whatever, you know, want to call it, through your Google Play games, it would be in addition to and on top of the dedicated texting app you already have.
Maybe it is using that dedicated texting app, but they've, you know, they widgetized it
right
to where, you know, you can send a text to your friend, you know, and it prompts you to do that because they know they're playing a game, and you can send like a, hey, cool, you're playing, or and obviously you got to deal with the notification and, you know, explosion. Because could you imagine if you got a notification every single time one of your friends like made an achievement? Like, my gosh, you know. So I do think it's like, so I'm gonna have to decide how much I want to tweak things now that I'm gonna have a Pebble. But I on my phone, I'm actually very I'm like anti-notification person.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. So like I'm to the point where I have very little show up on my home screen, which is why with the Pebble, it will only get notifications that show up on your home screen, which I might be okay with. So like I do have Twitter alerts and Facebook alerts and stuff like that, but they don't show up on my home screen. It'll be when I unlock it, they'll start flipping down. And like with Facebook, I think it's like once you get over 4, it'll be like, you have 4 updates. And that's all, and it'll just be the one that says you have the 4. You know, so it's smart enough to not just be like flip, you know, I'm not going to do a half hour of flipping. It's just going to, and quite frankly, if I could get rid of the flipping when I turn it on and it just, I swipe down and it's there, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Just go, hey, new notifications, don't worry about it. Anyways, you know, if they could figure out a way to do smarter notifications where, you know what, this guy is like achieving stuff left and right. Yeah, we'll tell you about the first one, but if he does it again in 5 minutes or 20 minutes, we're going to back off. You know, we're not going to bug you because clearly you didn't look the first time, so you're not interested right now. But
it's frustrating to me.
I feel like the point is here. Let me back up just half a step. They need to get away from the siloed app that requires you to tap to check it out. It needs, like Xbox Live, it needs to be part of the experience. Like you said, it needs to be part of the store. Why are we limiting this to game apps? It should just be like, you don't have a choice. You know, it's you open the app, your friends will now know. Unless you, some sort of, you know, Apple setting where, or, you know, where it goes, share your game center status, and you have to say yes or no, and you can change that in your settings, just like you can with notifications, which maybe that's part of the notification settings, right? Share with friends, and, you know, and you have to undo all those annoyingly. Okay, but you know what I mean? Where it needs to be part of the fabric of it, and until it is, it will not succeed. And this is not part of the fabric of it, and it's just going to be like, I don't know, cool, whatever. Right. Xbox, Microsoft, I give you mega kudos for making that part of the fabric of your system. And it
works. Well, and I think it's because they look, and I think part of this comes into the fact that, you know, Apple still to this, or not to this day, but, you know, when they opened up the App Store, they were not expecting it to become a game system, you know, and that was like the first thing I cried was, this is going to be a game system. This is going to compete with the Game Boy. This is going to be super exciting.
It's funny. I don't remember you saying that on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's because we didn't have the podcast yet. Yes, I know. There's no actual data backing this up, but I swear I was the first one in the world to say
I'll vouch for you.
Thank you. And you know, but Apple was surprised. They were, you know, they're open about the fact that, yeah, we didn't think of this as a gaming system. It took us a while to get around to the idea that, oh, yeah, that's what kids are buying the iPod Touches for. We thought they were going to play music with them. No, they play games. They use them as a Game Boy, essentially. And
could you imagine when Steve Jobs did his first, he's like, it's a phone. It's an internet device. He goes, it's an iPod. But those are three. I feel like there's four.
Yeah, those are the three.
You know, and it's instead of an internet device, it should be, it's a gaming device, honestly, is how it should have
been. It really is. I mean, especially, you know, get rid of, it should have been an internet gaming and music device. It's not a phone device, that's for sure. Oh, man.
I'll just call the iPhone. Yeah, I mean,
well, you know. But I mean, well, that's where they should have, you know. Yeah, I understand why they did that. But I think what my point in is all of this is that Apple never really thought of it as a gaming device, and so they never started it with the premise of making it conducive to gaming and building that into the fabric of the operating system. And it's the same thing that happened with, you know, it's the same thing going on with Google, and it's the same thing going on with Windows. They don't think of these as gaming devices, as gaming operating systems, whereas Xbox is a gaming operating system. PlayStation is a gaming operating system. What's that one? Nintendo is a gaming operating system. And so they've got all these features that are make it conducive to gaming. And I feel like what they've done is they should build a gaming operating system with a bunch of settings that they can turn off. And so that if you're not into gaming, you can just have a clean version of the operating system. And then with a flip of a switch, all of a sudden you go, oh, that's cool. You've filled out the rest of this operating system with all these different features that I need and want in order to be able to find a game that will satisfy a very simple need for me. And it's a game I'd pay $10 for. Just throwing that out there. For any of all developers that want to, like, you know, make 10 bucks real quick, I would buy
$10 real quick. Yeah, real quick, trust me.
Real fast. I would buy a halfway decent real-time strategy with a level builder. And that, I mean, that's the thing that I get to. It's like, you don't even need to, if you were to build like a, you know, if, yeah, oh, geez, you know what? I can't even, number one, I don't want to give away all of my ideas.
Make your own dream come true.
Give me a month. I'm
a
not
month?
Even
kidding. That's all it's going to take, huh?
Well, yeah. I have money.
That's pretty fast app development.
No. You said buy a Mac and make that dream come true.
And make your own game.
Yeah. No. It'll take me like 7 years to build an app. But
sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm actually hoping to go we've got a strategy.
I've got a strategy. You recruiting a team?
Yes.
Are you going to put it on Indiegogo? Get some funding?
Actually, Kickstarter. Yeah.
Kickstarter?
I'm a Kickstarter fan. I don't know why. Indiegogo feels dirtier than Kickstarter to me.
Okay.